Searching for deeper meaning in life isn't a new pursuit. For thousands of years, seekers have meditated, philosophers have postulated, believers have prayed, pilgrims have journeyed, and skeptics have questioned. But recently, commentator Holly Rossi discovered some spiritual seekers are also going for seaweed wraps and hydrating masks.
Sometimes the world just feels toxic, and usually when I want to detox, I hit the day spa. Except I've noticed that a growing number of spas are offering more than just pore cleansing treatments. They're holding out the possibility of a deeper, more meaningful experience, some even dangling the S word, spirituality. Canyon Ranch, one of the country's best-known spa retreats, even has a spiritual awareness coordinator on staff. The word spirituality is used so casually today, and I'll even admit to being guilty of it myself. I recently described a piece of pie at my favorite restaurant as a spiritual experience, but that pie was just delicious. There was nothing mystical about it. So, is it really possible for something that looks like a big bowl of mud to truly transform into an energy-balancing seaweed body mask? The treatment that I chose at a day spa near my home in Boston assured a restorative, healing result. But while it was relaxing and enjoyable, my practitioner did a lot of talking about mundane subjects as she slathered me with the warm seaweed. She asked me what my favorite spa in town was, and she told me about her recent trip to Arizona. But she seemed flustered by my questions about what this French seaweed treatment could actually mean. Her answer was to repeat the same phrase over and over again. It's special healing seaweed that has unique energy balancing properties. Like what? I asked, and around we went. I realized that I had stumbled onto a magnet that attracts the spiritual seeker. The spa seemed to be using the spiritual buzzwords of energy, healing, and balance to get these seekers in the door. It felt trendy and a little empty. The spa was describing its treatments as spiritual, but in the end was doing little to make the experience itself genuinely spiritual. The truth is, there's a huge potential for the placebo effect, especially at these prices. But I am comfortable with the idea of being open to finding spirituality outside the walls of a church or synagogue. So at the spa later that day, I asked another practitioner precisely how reflexology, or the therapeutic massage of the feet, works. She said, "The body just knows what to do." This struck me as vague and unsatisfying at one level. It was hard to shake the feeling that this answer was a way to lower the bar on expecting results from spa treatments. But on another level, I like the idea of getting out of the way and letting something healing just happen to me. It seems to me that occasionally shutting down the mind is important and healthy, whether it's for a simple experience of relaxation in a Swedish massage or a deeper, more meditative concept of inner restoration in a Reiki session or Ayurvedic treatment. And while I can't promise that I'll ever learn to achieve this in every moment of my life, I can try harder to get there for an hour at the spa.
Religion writer Holly Rossi lives in Arlington, Massachusetts.